Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to No Small Roles, an actual play podcast where there are no small roles, just teeny tiny magical creatures that we're all chasing after.
Wow.
I'm Grace Kelly Miller. I am your GM for this animal-based one-shot. And players, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Daryl Bailey, he, him pronouns. I am playing Clarence, the horned owl, also he, him.
Hi, I'm Chris. I am playing Chester Iggleton, also known as Iggy, the black cat, and we both go by he, him pronouns.
Hi, I'm Ben Galpin. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Richard, who is currently a chameleon, also uses he, him pronouns.
And I'm David Knight, he, him pronouns, and I'm going to be playing Ruana, the witch in the woods, now turned familiar, who uses she, her pronouns.
Amazing. And do you think you're going to catch up with this Vulpatinger?
You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Gonna try.
I like the confidence. Hey. Let's roll the theme tune.
Woohoo!
Having left the Abraca lads and travelling for a day, Ruana found herself drawn to a small village south of Forlos Vale and Voynock Rise near the Twaintide region border. As the fey energy she had been following started to get muddied, she heard a small creature crying for help. On closer inspection, she found a chameleon.
Hit me.
Though one not excelling in blending in. The colourful commotion draws the eye of a black cat who attempts to pounce, only to fall into the ditch in a less than dignified manner. This is witnessed by an owl wearing a mortarboard and a monocle that spouts sage advice and rhetoric as he descends. The odd assortment of familiars introduce themselves, the owl named Clarence, the confused chameleon Richard, and the cat Chester Iggleton, or Iggy. On discovering her new companions have seen Western Merriman's wagon go into the village, they make their way through the hustle and bustle of preparation, bunting, food, musicians. A wedding will take place today. After making a sweep of the village, green, and angering a fishmonger, the four decide Chester's wizard would be the best person to help them. There's an owl distraction, a cart challenge, sheet music deal. They go to Shania's house, crying because she's lost it, overheard that they had gone out to see a wagon, then it was gone. The cat distracts. Corridor fail. Freak out. Celica arrives, gets sheet music.
Oh,
Ruana casts butterfingers, drops sheet music. Missed to stop her following. She stomps off. Sheet music delivered. Ruana spots turnip leaving the green.
Ooh. Please keep it exactly like that.
That was perfect.
I was with you the whole way.
So was I. Even the bullet points.
I could see them with my mind's eye.
Maybe that's just how all when I GM, that's just how I do recaps.
Just bullet points.
Just bullet points.
They're almost like 1920s newspaper headlines.
Yeah. Yes.
Chaos in corridor.
Butterfingers.
Sheet music gained.
Yeah, so you have successfully delivered the sheet music. The wizard domino is not around, off somewhere else. But it looks like guests are starting to arrive. And yes, Rowana has spotted the small Volpatinga Russell exiting the village green and has narrowed her eyes and gone at full pelt in his direction with our chameleon hanging on at the back. Now, Clarence and Chester, you see this. What do you do?
I race after.
Yeah, I follow Ruana.
Excellent. We're in a chase.
Yeah, let's go.
Chase, gonna chase, get turnip chase. Picking.
Awesome chase. Absolutely. Music insert here.
Absolutely. So, the village green, as you've seen, it's full with all the different things in preparation for the wedding. It's quite clear the whole village is coming to this wedding. And you've got houses all the way around the green, going off in various different directions down different streets. Now, you are going off the corner of the green following Russell, Rowana, and he takes a sharp turn and starts to make his way through what seem to be kind of back gardens and yards, going flying straight over a fence to start with. So, Rowana, you're going to fly over that fence nice and easily. Obviously, we have got our owl as well flying over. How about our Chester? Are you going to just try and climb up? What's your way you'd like to tackle this?
Yeah, I'm just going to bound from... is there anything that I can climb?
There is... You can climb up the fence, I'd say. I think it's cat jumping height.
Yeah, so I will like bound towards it, stop bluntly, as cats for some reason tend to do, like assess, flick of the tail, and bound up one shot.
Amazing. Okay, so I would like you to roll a quick... I'd like you all to roll a quick check for me. Apart from our chameleon, if you could please roll a, I'm going to say a fierce check, just purely because you're holding on with all your aggression.
Ooh, natural 10 for an 11.
I got a natural 10 for a 12.
Whoa.
Teamwork.
Okay,
guys. Well, I got a natural 1 for a 3.
Balance in all things.
I got a 6.
You got a 6?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, like, also, Chester knows this area very well, so it's going to be an easier job for him because he knows this town. It's his, you know, it's his stomping ground. So a 6, that's going to do it for you. The natural 10s, fantastic. You actually have, at that moment, Russell getting distracted by something shiny, which does slow Russell down a bit and narrows the gap with those two natural 10s. However, our owl is going at such a pace, and as our Volpatinga makes that sharp turn that everybody else isn't able to follow, unfortunately, our owl is not able to do that and flies into a lamppost.
Nasty.
And yeah, proper like cartoon, smash into a lamppost. Yeah, falls back down. Smaller versions of him are flying around his own head. Little tiny Clarence owls with mortarboards and the lovely monocles. You take one stress, but you dust yourself off. You are now a kind of a challenge behind everybody else, but you can fly over that fence eventually. So we are then, as you fly in you're speeding along, Rowana, you don't quite see that there is a new obstacle coming up for you in the air, and that is a washing line.
Those things are nasty.
Oh yeah, it is covered in the pants are clean, but you know, like the washing, it's probably like been soaked in urine and then it's been put out in the sun to help bleach it.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, my gosh, what?
That's because that's what they used to do.
This is medieval feudal system, man. Yeah. That's exactly what they do, yeah.
Have you never heard about the laundry thing that people had to, like, so you'd have people would leave their laundry out in, like, kind of these tubs, and people would, especially men, would go and go for a little wee-wee in these, like, troughs because of the ammonia.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So you get a science lesson as well as a fun story.
Yeah.
So, kids, go and pee in your washing machine and help your mum and dad.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But, yeah, so this is, I mean, I don't know about the hanging in the sun to bleach process. I'm just being a little bit mean. So, yeah.
I love it.
I've learned from the best, David.
And try not to fly into the wee soaked sheets.
Yeah. Yes, please. And again, we'll have a fierce check from Chameleon as well to see if you hold on.
Cool. I rolled a one.
Okay.
So, very much got pee in the face.
Oh, yeah. And you have flown into it so hard that you have actually taken the washing off with you. And so you are temporarily obscured. You can't see
anything.
I'm going to say you can still kind of fly, but it is weighing you down somewhat.
Yeah.
You are like the ghost version of Rowana at this point.
Sure. Streaks of wee flying off the back of the sheep.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Yeah. How's my chameleon? Are you holding on?
Seven. I'm hanging in there.
You are hanging in there. Fantastic.
Can I see this? I've got a six. Can I see this happen?
What was that? Was that a quick check?
Yeah,
the
quick check. That was a six.
I'm going to say you see it happen. But I don't think you're quite close enough to help just yet.
Am I in magical range?
Yes, you are.
Mm. I will perform wizard digits, which means light telekinesis. With limited fine control, which means I'm just going to peek those urine-stained undies just up over the, like, away from the eyes of Ruana, so that way she can see where her quarry is.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That is great. And I'd say with that, it does start to, as she's flying, it does start to slip off the back, so it's not going to be hindering her much longer.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Richard will try and help it on its way with a flat.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah, that does it. A kick from the chameleon, a bit of a tail swish. It's off. It's free. But we do have Clarence flying directly behind as well. So let's see if you avoid this, Clarence. Can you roll me a quick check? See if you can dodge.
Yes, natural 10. Is that a quick check?
Yes, it is. Yeah, 12. So you're dodging with the quick check. 12. Hey. Oh, my goodness. That is fantastic.
No clothesline is much enough for the great Clarence of the Wizard City. I'm coming for you, Wuppertinger.
With those words, you do see Russell kind of just turn back for a moment, looking a little bit concerned as you're all starting to get much closer than they would have expected. So we have Ruana in the front. We have Clarence close behind, all both in flight with our chameleon on the back of Ruana. Now we also have our cat in hot pursuit, hopping from fence to fence in a wonderful agile way. The next thing you hear is barking.
Oh no.
This is a fierce dog. And I'm going to say that you're flying low enough, trying to keep up with the Wuppertinger, that it's taking you all a bit by shock. So especially Chester, you know this dog. You know this dog is vicious, and you really wish this wasn't the kind of backyard route that you're taking. So I'm going to say it kind of halts you all for the moment. How would you like to deal with this dog?
Iggy's tail just goes boom, and just like goes into like mega mega huge tail. Just to check as well, where's the Wuppertinger in relation to us? Where's the dog?
Okay, so the Wuppertinger has been able to so it's approached the dog. That's what set off the barking. So that's why you know that's coming. And the Wuppertinger has seen it's on a chain, so there is a sort of like bit of protection for it. And It's gone very quiet and it's trying to hide near the dog. Now, the dog has barked at the first time but hasn't quite noticed where the Vulpating has gone. It thinks it's gone further, but you, from where you're standing, can see that the Vulpatinger is trying to use the dog as protection.
Right.
Need
to deal with the fairy companion. I could maybe make it slip and we scurry on past.
Do it, and we continue on in our quest.
Very well.
I will conjure slick underneath the dog's feet.
Amazing.
So a patch of slippery oil will appear under its feet.
Okay, so this very menacing dog is barking, moving around with its chain. Russell's trying to hide behind it for protection, hoping that this dog will scare you all off enough. But as the slick happens underneath it, it starts to whimper and as you start to see it kind of a comedy on an icy patch of just somebody trying to keep them up, but there's four legs. And bless it, it suddenly turns into the most kind of powerless little thing. As it goes, oof, 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 and it gets its legs all tangled and it just falls down to the floor, just like, poomp. And Russell realises this is not the protector it was expecting it to be. Russell looks you all in the eye and decides it's going to shoot off into the next garden, but it ends up cornering itself in the next garden. There is another wall. It was looking at you all in the eyes. Russell was not fully looking ahead, and as you all make your way to it, you are surrounding Russell.
I'm going to launch straight in with my talons and try and like pin him by the scruff of the neck down onto the ground.
Actually, that's quite uncomfortable. I don't really like that. Could you remove your talons, please?
Hey, listen, you. Right, first of all, spit it out.
What? Spit out what?
Everything you got.
It's like an episode of CSI Miami. Go on, David, lean into it. Go on.
Everything you got in there. Get it out of your mouth. Get it out of your mouth!
Okay, roll a fierce check for me, please.
I will leap off Ruana before this happens, if that's okay as well.
That is a 9.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna give him a small peck on the head. Not enough to hurt him, just enough to like show him that like...
Get it out! That you're a bird of prey.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll just spit out what I've got then.
And you see almost like the cheeks puff out more and then starts to regurgitate. And you see ribbons. You see a scroll.
Oh.
A scroll is quite an impressive thing. It's like Mary Poppins and the handbag sort of situation. And then you see a beautifully ornate bracelet with gemstones that are orange, that are pink, that are yellow. They remind you very much of the colours that Shania was leaning into with the whole wedding ensemble and the whole theme of it all. And you get the impression, as Russell or Turnip is kind of pushing these things out, that's all there is in there at the moment. Like, that's...
No spoons.
Empty.
Are these what you are looking for, Ruana? Are these things in here what was taken from your human companions?
No, these things don't belong to us. But I do think some of them very rightly belong to the people in the town.
What are we to do here? Are we to return these items first? Because I believe we may be incapable of carrying these things back on our persons. Or do we get this villain to take us back to its master?
Oh, I don't have a master. No, it's just me all on my own.
Do not spout such obvious lies. We are unto you. And I flap my wing at him.
Clearly, you're working with the traveling salesman guy, Wester, or whatever his name was.
Oh, who's that?
Do not attempt to deceive us. Your juvenile lies do nothing before my experienced eyes. I see you for what you are, villain.
Pray.
No, my name's Turnip, actually.
You're a villain to me, my eyes!
I've always personally found turnips quite tasty.
Oh. I should try one.
Roll another fierce check for me.
Yes.
And also, because you've got Clarence giving it all in as well, can you also roll a fierce check for me, Clarence?
I mean, I only rolled a 1 for mine.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
That's an 8 for me.
Ooh. I think it comes out like, oh, yeah, you know, I find turnips quite tasty.
Yeah, turnips not 100% if you might be like, coming on to him, or yeah. Just like, oh, well, yeah, no, I don't know, I've never really thought about dating a falcon, but as Turnip is exploring that in his mind, he looks at the ever-looming presence owl, yeah, really getting in there with those owly eyes, or, like, I wish the listeners could see what Daryl is currently doing, yeah, looming in so close that the monocle is all, like... Russell, I've just laughed at my own thought there. What am I? Russell is kind of like thinking about whether it would take a falcon. And then as the monocle gets closer, it starts to steam up with Russell's breath because you're that much in his face. Okay, so you want to go meet my boss then, do you?
I think that would be your best option, my friend.
Okay, I'll take you there. Got any food?
No food for you. Take us to your master.
Okay.
Thief.
And very reluctantly, this Volpertinger starts leading you. You get the feeling that they are taking you on a bit of a roundabout loopy way. It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to go this way and actually that way.
I'm going to just pick up the bracelet with my teeth and, like, put it in a safe space nearby that I'm like, this is a secret spot that I know is, like, out of the way, can't be found unless someone's deliberately looking this place.
Yeah, I'd say you know this back garden. You've dined here before. This is it's a pretty good place to get food. It's just that the dog next door is just so annoying, just barks all the time, thinks he's all that. So you come here on occasion, you know the place. I'd say you can kind of nudge the bracelet under a plant pot and you know that'll be safe, especially with everybody being so busy with the wedding today.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Must be handy having this many pets stored across the town. Am I correct, Master Eagleton?
Yes, you would say so, but, you know, these are more of the salmon-giving kind than the tuna, so they're more, you know, it's, and the salmon is an expensive dish, so, you know, it's more less frequent, but just as tasty.
Ah, you command my highest respect. Good on you, sir.
GM, remind me the other objects were dropped. There was a roll of paper and...
Yeah. So it appears, I'd say those of you, probably not you, but like Ruwana would be able to tell that that's like a spell scroll. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the other was just like a bit of ribbon
Yeah, just
Russell
some
had seen.
Silly paper and ribbon. No interest.
Yeah. Nothing particular. Just some stuff. Been doing a bit of stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard knows where rolled paper's kept and it's not an important place.
So, yeah, let's say that you were able to hide the bracelet and then Russell was leading you all on this little merry chase that you're starting to hear the a kind of clock tower, even though it's quite a small village. It does seem like people have a decent amount of money and there is a clock tower. That is tolling 12 midday. The sun is high and start to get the feeling that maybe it's nearly wedding time.
Oh no.
But yeah, as Russell leads you around, you do catch some glimpses of the green. It does seem like people are waiting around, and that things haven't fully happened, but you don't spot your wizard, Iggy. And you don't spot your young mistress either, Clarence.
Probably for the better.
Yeah, so you're concentrating on keeping Russell in hand. I think he definitely drifts every time he sees, like, maybe he might see a bit of jewellery, a window, bit of food, gets really distracted.
Keep an eye.
I don't know if you... If you want to do anything to try and hurry him along, you are welcome to.
I feel like the whole time I've let him fly by himself, but I'm flying directly above him.
Mm-hmm.
So that if ever he does start drifting, like, I can just almost like punch down with my talon a little bit, just being like, oi.
Ooh.
Just like a little tap on the head, being come on.
Amazing.
I assume I'm back on Ruana's back as well by this point. Air taxi.
We should get you a saddle.
Yeah. That's really very cute. Little chameleon. Little chameleon in a saddle. On the back. Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
And what about Clarence and Chester? Are either of you doing anything to try and move?
So Clarence will look up
along
at the sun and kind of look at where it's angled, and then directly like place himself like directly above Turnip, kind of like, you know, if you see this sweeping shots of a dragon in the Game of Thrones, you just see this shadow go over the Vorpatinga, and it's Clarence menacingly beating his wings, casting the shadow over Turnip.
Brilliant. So we've got Turnip, we've then got Ruana above within talon stretching, and then we've got the menacing flapping of Clarence above that as well.
Yep. And Iggy's just like following on, like hot, like breath on her back, just like following right behind, just being like, like irises are like dilated, so like they're like three times as big, just like point blank, like looking at that Vorpatinga.
It's quite the escort. It is quite the escort, quite a sight, and it would be a sight if anybody was really around to witness it.
Oh.
But you do get the feeling that pretty much everyone is on the green, getting ready for this wedding. Now, turning around the street, you do spot the wagon. Now, you've all seen this wagon already. You are familiar with it. It has Wester's wonderful whatnots emblazoned on the side. You see the grey horse, and you see some feet sticking out.
Oh.
And it seems that the Wester is there, but possibly having a nap.
Right.
I spy a prime opportunity, my friends. We can take everything that you ever lost in one fell swoop before he wakes up. What say you?
We can find that magic stick and use it.
Oh, no, I think I'll just wake him up, actually.
No, you should do no such thing.
No, we're not doing that right now.
No, we're not.
How do you stop Turnip from raising the alarm?
I pound and press a paw down on his neck.
Ooh.
Oh. And into the floor.
Give me a fierce check.
That's a 4. Add 1, so that's a 5.
Is anyone else helping in this rounding in?
Clark, this is quite elaborate. You can tell me if I can't do this. Clarence will reach down with his very short beak, because he is an owl, try to undo the cape and throw it over Turnip's head.
I forgot I was wearing a cape.
You forgot I was wearing a cape, didn't you?
Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
The 100-acre woods are missing a character here, aren't they?
Give me a clever check.
I'll have you know that I am very clever. That is a 9 altogether.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to allow it.
Very bright.
Yeah, the combination of the two being pounced on, and then you deftly manage to release yourself from this cape. It flutters down, and you are able to kind of gag almost, Russell, with this cape. I'm going to say, if you'd like to try and tie as a team to try and tie him up with this cape.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
But like, yeah, try to bundle him up. It will be a sly check from you all and it's gonna work together as a combination.
Okay. I'm gonna try to, as part of the sly check, like get that gold bit of ribbon that's round Clarence's neck.
Oh yeah,
that had been given to him by the girls.
Yeah, lovely.
To like use that to help like bind the bag a bit. Six.
Oh snap! Nine.
Nine plus eight.
I'm just there. I'm just there as the holding down presence.
Amazing. Okay, you are successful, and it actually it's a bit rough, but the gold bow just finishes it off. And you have been able to kind of get it through his mouth as well, so that he's kind of like...
Impressive. You don't even have opposable thumbs. It is like you are almost as if you are human or something.
Well, something like that. I used to be.
Ah, the mystery deepens.
But hey, I've been a great many things since then, so...
Transformed more than once. Amazing.
What was your favourite thing to be?
Well, I was a micro-owlbear for a while. That was nice. It was kind of like being like a big cat, but also kind of like an owl. So that was... It was a wonderful experience. Much easier to be friendly with my companions.
Could you fly?
No.
Oh, what a terrible form.
But I see the wisdom in your experience, my friend. That is quite an honourable thing.
It was.
To be capable of.
Anyway, what are we going to do with this mouse in a bag now?
Eat him?
I would not be opposed to it myself.
Well, we don't trust them.
I mean, in theory, as soon as we cause damage to him, then he should in theory go back to the Feywild. Thus rendering him incompatible of
what?
Giving a message.
What are you... Okay.
Well, I mean, possibly. I'm not sure this creature is...
Familiar.
Is like us.
Ah.
I think it's something different.
I wonder also if we might need him to communicate with that big one over there.
While they're asleep, we could just ransack the cart, take Ruana's things back, and leave before he wakes up.
Yes, and look for that magic stick.
We'll find a magic stick for you.
Although I do worry that he's going to cause some mischief at this wedding. I at the end of the day, I care for these people in the village, and I don't want him to take advantage of their good nature in this festivities.
That is true. And if we do not stop him, no one will have the ability to. Only us four could possibly have the power to stand in his way.
My dear friends, as powerful and as infamous as all of you are, we are but four seeming animals that cannot communicate with anyone but our own
pets. No, I think the chameleons got it right. It's us good. Or it's no one.
Good, I'm glad we're all on board.
Well, if you're set on this course of action, well...
But first...
Why not?
Ruana's stuff, the magic stick, and then... the world.
Right. Shall I shall remain to keep an eye on our slippery friend here.
I thought that was the dog. No. I see.
Turnip, yes, Turnip. I do not trust that they'll stay down for long. I shall watch your backs.
Very good.
Okay. Are we going in then?
Yes, but we must all move with portion.
You're the only one with paws, my friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. If this critter-themed two-parter is your first experience of No Small Roles, welcome and thank you for joining us. This was my very first time in the GM seat, and I absolutely loved running a familiar problem.
Now, if you're curious to hear the incredible DM skills of the wonderful David Knight in our binge-worthy main campaign, we suggest listening up to the end of episode 8 at least, and seeing how you feel about the show from there. You'll see we have a handy recap for episodes 1 to 5 if you want a head start. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you'll be thrilled to know that episode 79 will be making its way to your earholes at the start of November. If you have any questions or thoughts you'd like to share with us as you listen to this wholesome adventure, you can find us on X and Instagram at No Small Roles. Simply search No Small Roles on Facebook, and our Discord link can be found in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show so far, it would mean the world to me and the team if you take a moment to rate us 5 stars on Spotify and write us a little review on iTunes, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. And of course, nothing quite beats word of mouth, so please spread the word to your friends, family, and strangers on the internet. That's all from me for now. Let's get you back to the story. Now, as you approach the wagon, you notice that it is padlocked. It's locked up. Pretty much everywhere that you can see, there is a small window towards the front, but that is basically where Wester is currently snoozing in front of.
No small holes.
No anywhere. Small holes, hey. Apart from the one.
That was beautiful.
That can be remedied. I can make a small hole.
Is there a door to the wagon?
Yes, but it's padlocked with a metal bar across.
I cast door magic.
Ooh.
Can I cast door magic and just open it?
I think you can.
Yeah, door magic, open, close, lock, unlock doors, all the classics.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I cast door magic.
Huzzah!
You cast door magic, you unlock it. Please roll a sly check to see if the unlocking makes any sound.
Nice one. That's a six.
Six. Okay. You hear a slight grumble.
Oh no.
Coming from the front of the wagon.
Nobody move.
Lots of lids. Hot nap, you think for the moment he's still asleep. However, the door may be unlocked, but it still needs to be opened. So who or how would you like to try and open this door as you approach?
What's the handle situation on it? Is it like a little like brass knob, or is it more like a longer handle?
I'm going to say it's a longer handle that you kind of... It's like a push-down handle to then pull open.
I'm going
to
jump onto it then with my claws and then just let myself go like...
Limp.
Limp and like hang upside down in the hopes that my body weight just like
what?
Pulls the handle around.
Amazing.
She's transforming into a bat.
And I'll go up and like nibble on one of his like lean down wings and just like start to walk back.
What?
As I like pull the bird taut with the door in tow.
What is this?
Trying to open the door.
Okay, can you both of you roll sly checks for me?
Okay. Oh, that was a 6.
Oh, sly checks. That's an 11.
Oh,
very nice.
Africa lad.
Okay. That helps a lot. you hear some more muttering, some more. Oh, I can give you a good deal. Yeah, my man. Yeah. Just more muttering.
It's Kendrick Lamar now. Yeah.
And you feel the wagon shift a bit as he shifts his weight.
Oh no.
But the door is open. Who's going in?
I'll go in.
I can sneak up the side.
Yeah, me and the chameleon will sneak in.
Yeah? Sneaky, sneaky.
Sit back up on the handle, peek my head around just to see what's inside.
I was just looking up whether chameleons can walk up surfaces, and they can as long as they're rough. They can't up smooth surfaces, apparently.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I don't think he keeps it well varnished.
Good,
so
good,
I think
because I'm
that's
slipping straight
okay.
off that if he did.
Yeah. please roll sly checks for me to the cat and the chameleon. Rowana, please do a clever check for me to see what you see.
Oh, that's only a 4 for a clever check.
Okay, yeah. You don't really get a... It's quite dark in there from where you are, so you can't really... Like, the contrast with the bright sunlight outside, it's just... It's not... It's in a shadow, slightly shadowy part you can't really see.
My cat's eyes rolled a natural 10, which gives me a +2 to 12.
Amazing.
So I scan that room for everything.
6 for a sly.
6 for your sly.
Yeah.
And so was that your clever check, was it?
That was a sly. Because
that was your that
you
was your
ask
sly.
Us for sly so
I did, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was just checking with the cat's eyes. But I will, as it was a natural 10, I would say that you deftly creep up into the back of the wagon. You see it is full of things, absolutely shelves and shelves. Looks like there's a bag that has recently been placed down with some various things overflowing. It seems to be some sort of potions, maybe a wand, a candle kind of sticking out the top there. And as your chameleon companion
my
comes
stuff.
Up from behind you, you think that you're going in nice and creepily, but you see the wand that changed you. And in your excitement, you turn around and you knock off a pot with your tail. It clatters to the ground.
No.
You hear, hey! What's going on here? What's going on? As Wester spots the owl straight ahead of him, he has a connection with his fey creature. He has as a fey person himself, he's always got a vibe of where his Vulpitinger is.
Oh, no.
And is heading straight over to you, Clarence. Hey, what you doing? Get off it! Get off it!
Oh, he's flapping. Flapping into his face, just buffeting him with his wings, just trying to confuse him, flying around his face.
Hey, whoa, get out of here. I'm walking here. he actually pulls out a sword and starts trying to kind of use it.
Finger.
yeah, okay, he drops the sword and kind of, get out of here, what are you doing? Who's in charge of you? What voice is that?
He's in charge of you.
It's going, as soon as I start to say anything else, it goes like, cowboy.
Just have to deal with that. Let's go, yeehaw, let's go.
Yeah.
We got the lots of lids, we got the this, we got the that. Okay, yeah, no, you get out, that's my sword. Okay, picks up the sword.
Oh my gosh,
Grace.
Yeah.
How much do we overhear this inside the wagon?
Oh yeah, you hear it all. You hear absolutely, the commotion is so it's up to you. So this is happening outside. Wester is reaching for the sword, having dropped it from Butterfingers.
Okay.
What are you doing as you hear this?
Okay. Iggy will like look at Richard and go like, "Have you got anything?" I was about to be in the guy voice then.
Yes.
Have you got any skills or any abilities that could help in this situation?
I don't know if I've got anything particularly useful for this situation right now. I could set something on fire, maybe.
Okay. I've got something, but I don't know if it'll work for long.
Okay. My other ability really won't help.
Okay. And he will, like, turn around, squint his eyes, and, like, look towards the human and then cast summon horse on top of the human.
Let's go! Let's go.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And to be clear, let me explain the wording of that, which says the spell is summon horse, just a regular old horse. Nothing else.
You found a way to break the game.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Okay, so the Wester is on the ground, reaching for his sword. The moment that this horse pops up and is just... I'm going to say the way that you're kind of focusing this spell, it's almost like the horse... as it pops into existence, kind of can't quite get its footing, so it kind of falls into the side of Wester,
yep.
Kind of pinning him to the ground.
Okay.
So it's not crushing him, but it is...
No horses or Eladrin were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Not at all. And the horse is just like... really chill. I'm just a normal horse. I'm just chill. I'm
just a regular old horse.
I've just been summoned again. I'll just have a little lean. Oh, hi. Oh, look, there's a grey horse over there, too.
This is a fey inception. I've been summoned by a thing that gets summoned.
What? It's out of my mind. I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, summon horse. The horse then casts summon horse.
Wait. Did you say summon horse or southern horse?
Hey.
Very good.
Summon a southern horse.
I got summon a southern horse. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Ridiculous. So, Wester is so... confused by what is going on right now, that he can't reach his horse. There's an owl flapping.
He can't reach his horse.
He can't reach his sword. There is an owl flapping around him, and he basically has just such a chill horse, just like reclining on him, and he can see this little bag of Volpertinger kind of squiggling around, trying to just like. Get out. So he is going to try and reach for that sword even further, because that is the only thing that he can think to do right now.
Can I, sort of from the back of the wagon, is the front of the wagon still connected to a horse?
It is, yes.
Can I try to close the door as much as I can with my little hawk legs? Quickly fly over the wagon and cast soak on the horse in front in the hopes that it startles it and runs off.
Yes!
So soak is, I conjure a bucket full of water, bucket not included. So I just want to like suddenly drench this horse to get it running.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You drench the horse. Give me a fierce check to just see how quickly this makes the horse bolt.
That's a 7 altogether.
Yes, come on.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say that does actually start sending it off. Are you staying on the cart?
So, I'm basically almost going to like plop into the driver's seat.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yes. Grab what reins I can with my beak and just see what happens.
Okay, and this horse is like spooked out, okay? And it is running, it's bolting, and it is everything's jiggling all over the place. It is out of control. What is everyone else doing? Are you staying on the car? Are you
Yeah, I'm going to go and like sausage roll around the wand.
Right.
Seeing this carnage happen, I'm going to fly towards the wagon that's taken off.
Yeah, and is Chester still inside as well? So we've got Chester and Richard inside the wagon.
Yeah, I guess like I was leaning out of the door, like looking around it, trying to get at the like get an eye on the man. So I guess then like the door closing has closed on me and hit me back inside the wagon. So I'm like,
gosh,
dazed inside.
I'm gonna inside the wagon, it is carnage. Things are falling off shelves. Everything's disrupted. Absolutely. There isn't room to swing a cat or squish a cat, but it is going on. There's this runaway horse is going absolute commotion. Now, there's not many places to go there. There are streets, but it's not the biggest village in the world. And it is heading straight for the green. So this wagon is heading as fast as it can. So I'm gonna need you to roll a clever check for me, Rowana and Clarence, to see if you can try and get a hold of this horse in whatever way you see fit to stop it from running into what is a beautiful bridal arch that is decorated with flowers. It is a centerpiece of the wedding where hopefully the brides are going to start walking. And in fact, actually, yes, where you can see the brides starting to make their way to up the aisle. The music is playing. Everything's okay. And yeah, but you need to stop this horse now.
We're going
to
crash this wedding, y'all.
Wedding crusher!
Wedding crusher, let's go!
Group name.
What kind of check was it?
It's a clever check.
I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 6.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
A 2 total.
A 2, and I'm trying to pull this rein with my beak, and it's just not going. I'm taking a
You are not stopping this horse right now.
Oh no.
It is going at a rate of knots. You hear a from the violin as Wizard Domino sees this hurtling wagon and horse coming towards everyone.
Oh my gosh.
You see the brides who are looking absolutely stunning. It's clear that Shania has managed to be able to like wipe her tears away. But as they both see this runaway wagon coming towards them, the guests start to scatter. I am gonna give you one more chance to try and pull the wagon off course before it goes into the bridal arch.
Calm down, my horse friend. We've got a wedding to not crash, please.
You don't have banish horse, do you, Chester?
I don't think so.
Is that a clever check?
It's a clever check, yeah.
Natural 10 for 12.
Oh.
Okay, natural 10, natural 10.
And a natural 1 for 1.
Oh, oh no. Oh, no.
Okay.
What's your stress, Rana, as well?
Oh, God, as well. Stress it.
Yeah, I think Rowana takes a stress.
I assume that's a couple of stress. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rowana takes a stress. How many stress have you got?
I think that's my only stress so
far. Okay, that's your only
stress. Well, I don't know if the last one was a fail as well. That would have been 2 stresses, a stress straight after a stress.
I'm going to say it's a stress right after a stress. And
sure.
That you, so you break.
Oh, yeah. No.
You break, but because of the natural 10, I'm going to say that Wizard Domino is able to cast a spell and halt the horse just as it is about to hit the bridal arch.
Does the carriage flip over the horse?
It doesn't quite. What it does jolt forward, and as the mixture of magical potions, everything that is inside.
There's an enlarge and there's a reduced potion there, I know for a fact.
Oh no!
Oh no!
There starts to be there is smoke, there is bubbling, and I can only kind of describe it as almost like fireworks are exploding out of the roof of the wagon as this kind of commotion happens. Please can the two creatures inside the wagon please roll a sly check to see if you are able to exit.
Giant lizard Godzilla in the square, let's go!
6.
12.
Ooh. Okay, ooh. I'm going to say that the cat is able to, all the commotion, the door has swung open, so Chester Eagleton is able to leap out. But because you are holding on to that wand so tightly, you are, Richard, you're going to take a stress point.
Yeah.
Whilst that's happening, I'd say that Clarence, you have noticed that Ruana is losing it. She has broken. And I say, Iggy, as you're coming out, you're also seeing that Ruana. How does Ruana express her break?
So her break is delusions of grandeur. So I feel like she has a little breakdown in that she's like, I used to be a powerful elf, and now I'm just a bird. I protected an entire hedge. I took on armies of undead creatures, and now look at me. I can't even control one damn horse. I don't know.
Ruana, even the greatest of wizards of their time can take a fall. It is nothing against you. It happens to the greatest of us. And surely you...
What's the greatest of us?
And it's happening to you. No. Don't realize the situation. You must regain control of yourself. We are depending on you.
I just don't know who I am anymore.
You're
Chester bounds up and like goes onto his hind legs and slaps Ruana. You've got this. You are a mighty, powerful hawk. You have chased this being across all of this continent, and you have been able to find it, and you've been able to hold your own in your own.
Yeah, I have.
Without all of your previous elf powers, you are still amazing.
I used to have half.
You just proved that you don't need them anymore. You are still a capable and powerful individual.
I am.
And you could have hands. It all depends on that other sorcerer woman. She could give you hands. She could give you anything.
Maybe ask her some hands.
Could you be a fish before? Could you fly? Could you do any of the things?
I couldn't do any of that before.
Change is a scary thing, my friend. It's a terrifying thing, but it's the way our world works. And you are working, I swear.
Okay.
It's all a matter of perspective, and from our perspective, you are the greatest among us. You are perfect as you are.
Say that again. That's really helping.
You are perfect as you are.
I can just imagine, like, the wedding guest, like, looking at this, like, like this hawk freaking out.
These animals squawking at each other.
So, whilst that's all been happening, whilst you've both been trying to calm down Ruana, whilst we have poor Richard clinging on to dear life to this wand, a little bit bruised, a little bit, but I will say that you've taken a stress point, Richard, but you have slowly made your way out of this bubbling, smoking, firework shooting wagon.
Have I managed to bring the wand with me?
You have got the wand with you, but you have taken a stress point to hold on to it.
That's another stress point.
No, just the one that I just said then. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but just clarifying that one. So I think you've got two at the moment.
I believe I got rid of my one from earlier, so...
Fair. That's cool. And so, yeah, the you animals are oblivious, really, to what is going on around you. As Wizard Domino comes around and is casting spells to try and counteract what he can, the other guests are coming to help. The daughters all have magical powers as well. They are helping to calm things. They are looking after the brides. We also have young Celica once again with her messy hair and robes that are too big for her. They're ready to try and help following this wizard who she is determined to learn some spells from this very day, and doing whatever he tells her to, like, kind of assist as best she can. And they are all calming down what's going on. It is all starting to settle down as Ruana also calms. Various explosions are starting to settle down. The guests are starting to kind of shell-shocked see what's going on. The horse that stopped right in front of the bridal arch is just gently nibbling at the flowers. And the brides are also rushing over now, seeing that Iggy has been involved in the fray, and they are very fond of Iggy. Also, Iggy's getting a lot of attention right now.
Okay.
What is going on?
I'll turn to Clarence, and I'll tell him where we hid the bracelet, and just say, like, you know what to do, friend. And I'll turn to Domino and explain where the fiend is that took all the magical items from Moran's party, and where he is, hopefully hidden, like trapped under a horse down the lane.
Ah. And I will say that both Wizard Domino, his daughters, Jenny, Anna, Fiona, and Celica all take off into the direction of where they have been sent by you, Iggy. They are able to arrest Wester as best they can. They're kind of trying to tie him up and dealing with that. Clarence has gone with them as they're mm-hmm. all running as well. And I will say that Clarence and young Celica,
mm-hmm.
she's going to actually listen to you if you're willing to tell her where it is.
Needs must, and we must work together. That is the most important thing right now. Follow me, young Celica.
Right, okay, fine.
I'm depending on you. I'm trusting you.
Right, I can do this. I can do this.
I know you can. Let us go.
And you see behind the arrested Wester and the chillest of horses.
Southern horses.
Hey, what did I do? I'm just trying to earn a living, you know? It's a hard life. I gotta do what I gotta do. Yeah, you ain't got nothing on me.
I'm walking here.
I'm arrested here. and he's being marched off, and in the distance behind them you see the young girl walking along and the owl flying with the bracelet in his beak. And as you both go to approach the brides, Clarence, what do you do with the bracelet?
Oh, I fly above the couple, like slowing my descent, and yeah. I loose the bracelet just beyond their reach, hoping they'll just, you know, get the message and catch it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think I think with the help of your young adventurer in training, mm-hmm. that yes, it is able to be delivered, and she kind of looks up to you with, I'm not going to say a smile, but with less disdain than she previously did, and I think. For today, that's a win for Clarence.
His breast kind of like ruffles a little bit, and he stands. He perches on her shoulder, and he stands a little taller.
Yeah.
And she gives him a little scritch. They've been able to recover the cape and the ribbon, which the daughters bring back and redress Clarence, so he is ready for the wedding, which he can view atop Celica's shoulder.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have Rowana calmed by her friends,
mm-hmm.
the wagon is calming down. They are pulling things out of it. Various people from the village are reclaiming things that have been stolen from them. But there is a bag of things that you recognize. I would say about half the potions are broken.
Ooh, those oils mixing is probably not a good thing.
Yeah, like, for example, the candle is a much bigger candle than it used to be. as is the whistle. It would never fit in anybody's mouth at this size.
I kind of hop down, inspect the bag a little bit. Hey, Chester?
Yes, my friend?
You've got a lot of nice little, like, hidden spaces and stuff around here, right?
I do. I've got several.
Is there anywhere we could put this stuff?
Ah!
Just until I can come back for it. I don't think I can carry all of it.
Absolutely! I've got a den of dead birds just around the corner.
Oh, lovely. Wait.
Oh, just pigeons, you know, the usual.
Okay. Fine.
That got dark real quick.
We'll have a tasty feast together, you and I.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'll eat a pigeon. Yeah, great, thanks.
Amazing.
And I'll take him to an old oak tree on a hill.
Yeah, and I'd say Rowana comes with you to make sure that she knows exactly where everything is, hidden away. And I'd say the wedding goes beautifully. We get to have the lovely tuna and fish dishes that are prepared. Mm. So, Iggy, you are so beloved for all you have done to Tay. You get the nicest treats from everything, all the food you could possibly want. You are rotund by the end of this wedding.
Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We have little Richard. We have chameleon Richard.
Little Richard.
Who has been dragging around.
He's
this
not
wand.
Let anyone else take the wand. Like when they've tried to like reclaim stuff, like there's just been a chameleon like hanging onto this wand and like putting his tongue out at anyone trying to take it away from him.
And I think Wizard Domino gives a wink to his rotund cat, and I think that's enough character development. And he takes the wand and with a deft sweep turns Richard back into a falcon.
Richard leaps into the air with delight and does a few barrel rolls and a couple of dive bombs and snaps up a tasty looking bit of fish from the pie, which he gobbles down in delight.
Yay.
Yeah.
And the town clock strikes about 3 in the afternoon. People are having their little post wedding banquet lull and relaxing in the afternoon sunshine, and the four of you come together after your adventure today. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to each other as you relax and see the good that you've done today?
That was positively exhilarating. What an adventure, my friends.
Yes, truly was. And I have to say, I am very impressed by the three of you. Truly quite an incredible feat of teamwork. Perhaps I don't always need to save the day on my own, and that it is okay occasionally to team up with other impressive birds of prey and felines, of course, on occasion.
Impressive humble brag. I am deeply moved.
Ah, you're welcome.
Well, I've got to say, today I thought I was going to get out of all the fuss. I thought today was going to be clawful. But you know what? I have got a tale to tell about all the friends I've met today. And pardon my poorsome puns.
Goodness.
But amazing. I've got to say, you lot have been amazing. And I know on behalf of the whole village, it would have been a catastrophe if you all didn't turn up. So from the sincerest part of my heart, Rowana, Clarence, Richard, thank you all so, so much. And I honestly am so pleased to meet you all today.
The pleasure was all mine.
Mine too.
Truly, I don't think without the three of you, I would have had any hope of achieving what we did today. Even though we did almost crash a cart into a wedding.
Ah, that, yes.
Where's the fun in an act of the plan if it doesn't go wrong?
Well, exactly, right? And you should see the people that I normally hang out with. I mean, the plans never go right.
Yes.
I can imagine.
My big uns have struggled on occasion too.
Tell us more in a derogatory fashion. Really, just go on, go for a bash.
Should I just go for it? Okay. Well, I mean, no, they're okay. But, you know, some of them have died because they all voted to kill this one guy, which was kind of awkward. And then they spent months traveling and then, like, apologizing to him over and over because, you know, they'd all voted to accidentally kill him. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
And now they're going on this whole hunt, which I think is the spoons thing, right? Like, they're just obsessed with these spoons and, like,
yes.
constantly doing
all
these.
All of the biggins are obsessed with these spoons.
Absolutely obsessed with it, apart from the one guy that, weirdly, that they killed. So.
Oh, so there is a conspiracy to kill one of the number. It is quite an intriguing tale.
Yeah.
what I think it was is that because they knew that he wasn't actually going to be interested in the spoons, that that's why they kind of voted out the group. But yeah.
And as Ruwana regales you with stories and gossip of the Fate Marked Five, the Abracalads.
And she cooks worms. It's actually quite nice.
Well, that's better than toast.
Well, do they eat these worms?
Some of them.
The music plays and you are all full and content, but Ruwana's still got a hankering for something. And as she spots a little squeaky mouse in the corner, she flies towards it as people dance and as people play their instruments, and she definitely is able to grab that mouse. And as she's about to fly back to her newfound friends and share some more stories, she pop. She's gone.
Oh!
And
goodness,
you didn't quite know if you'll ever see your newfound friend again. And as you sit there, happy at what you've done today, you see on the horizon a small familiar creature with little antlers and a little hamster face and little hummingbird wings flying, drifting out of the village. And that's where we'll leave our adventure.
Yes! Oh my gosh. That was great.
What fun. Oh,
that was so much fun.
I loved the slagging off of the Abracalads at the end. I had no idea how that was going to... Like, I had some ideas of possible things, but that was not how I at all foresaw it.
You didn't expect someone to summon a horse on West America?
That was genius.
I loved it so much. It was really fun. Thank you all for your, like, creativity. It was an absolute joy to play this game with you today.
So much fun.
What a great first DM adventure. That was brilliant.
Well, yeah. GM... That you only had four stats to worry about.
Still.
But we'll see. I feel like I might get around to actually trying DMing at some point
now. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, listeners, for joining me on my first GMing adventure. If this is your first time listening to No Small Roles, then please do feel free to check out our other work, our
Unless
main campaign.
You're young, in which case, no.
No.
If you're particularly young, we do say a lot of naughty words. So perhaps you want your parents to have listened to it first and see if they would
check
be...
Check with your adults.
Check with your adults. let's just say goodbye, shall we, gang?
Aloha!
You have been listening to A Familiar Problem, Ruwana and Company. With Grace Kelly Miller as your game master, David Knight as Ruwana, Daryl Bailey as Clarence, Ben Galpin as Richard, and Chris Watts as Chester Eagleton. Original music by David Knight, and expertly edited by Pippa Beckford. Make sure you're subscribed, and if you enjoy the show, we'd love it if you'd rate and review No Small Roles. Thank you for listening. Anon for now.
Anon!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.